All right, we've heard from all sides. Let's get the American Water version now. President of New York American Water, his name is Carmen Tierna, nice enough to give us a couple of minutes this morning. Carmen, welcome to LA News Radio. How are you?
Good. How are you, Jay?
I'm doing well. So we've spoken to many a public official. We just had on Assemblyman Charles Levine. Bruce Kennedy was on earlier. We've spoken to some of the residents yesterday. Carmen, you're kind of right in the middle of this thing, and it ain't pretty. And you know the deal. I mean, how do you justify this? That's the thing here right now as far as these rates.
Well, Jay, you're right. It's a very difficult situation up on what we call the North Shore there in our service area that includes Seacliff and Glenhead areas. The fundamental stat that we like to pivot back to is the fact that 70% of water bills for our customers up there are made up of property taxes, not what it costs us to actually deliver water. We recently had a rate order come down from the New York State Public Service Commission that actually acknowledged that we actually dropped our cost of operating and maintaining the system, but it was more than replaced by property tax increases. Property taxes in that area that are assessed to our utility have more than quadrupled since 2010. It's a very challenging situation, and we're working really hard with some of those stakeholders you mentioned and more to try to address it.
Carmen, I understand that. It's hard for me to stomach, though, the fact that customers from AW actually pay, I think it's $36 million or so in property taxes yearly, all through their water bills. To me, that is an outrage.
I totally agree. I've been operating water utilities for over 25 years, and I've never had a situation like this where I'm speaking to people about property taxes and not about the cost of the service that we're delivering. And I share the same concerns our customers have. Their bills are extremely high right now. We're working as hard as we can to try to change that situation, whether it might be through the county tax assessor's office and how they classify utility property, whether it be maybe legislative change at the state level or even legislative change at the county level. We're working with Senator Marcellino, Assemblyman Levine, Assemblyman Raw, Assemblyman Asano, and a Nassau County Assemblywoman, DeRigi Witten. We're working, and as well as Mayor Lieberman and Seacliff. We're working with anybody that we can to try to come up with a solution for this.
When it comes to property taxes, though, I mean, it's such a sensitive issue all over the island. We know that. But I'm just, I mean, how does AW pass on 100% of its property taxes onto the ratepayers? And really, it's a burden that no other Nassau County resident endures. And I got plenty of family members out there, believe me. And I can understand this whole plight here by folks in the Glenhead, Seacliff areas and surrounding towns. But to me, that is the biggest faux pas, considering the fact that 90% of residents in Nassau receive public municipal water at public municipal prices. And it's hard for me to justify or even being acceptable the other 10% to pay these astronomical rates a private company as A&W is.
Well, you bring up a very good point. 90% of the county is served by public utilities that don't charge property taxes. The private companies do. And it's a fundamental of the utility world. The gas companies and the electric companies both do the same thing. Property taxes are assessed onto electric and gas bills also in Nassau County. The water utility space is a little bit different in that we don't have full coverage across Nassau County. And that's part of the reason we think that the system needs to be changed.
It has to be changed. Now, tell me if I'm wrong here, but I did a lot of research on this knowing I was getting everybody on. But in essence, is it true, and this is to me outrageous regarding American Water, how is American Water getting, I think it's 72 cents, comment. Tell me if I'm wrong, but AW is getting 72 cents every dollar for taxes, correct?
Well, we don't get it. We give it right back to the county.
I understand that. I understand that. But right now, you got 55, 60% of most bills are really, you know, their taxes, surcharges. 10% has to be profit here, in my opinion. The question is, where's the other 30 going?
Well, of that 72, of every dollar specifically up on that North Shore thing, about 14 cents of that dollar is what it costs us to actually operate the system. I mean, think about that. 14% of whatever you're paying every month is what it costs us to operate it. That's pretty low. And in fact, in my discussions with a lot of these community stakeholders, they acknowledge that they think we're doing a good job on that side. And then the other, another 12 cents of that is the investment we're making in the infrastructure. And as everybody knows, roads, bridges, you see a lot of construction going on. That costs money. And water utilities, electric utilities, gas utilities are doing the same thing. We are reinvesting in the infrastructure to make sure you have reliable service.
But
so
where
you're down to about 28 cents of every dollar up there is for what we do. I'd rather not be talking about the other two.
But Comet, if I have my numbers right, where is the other 30% going? I mean, I hate to say it. This has to be investigated because, again, if I'm doing the math, okay, 72 cents to every dollar is for taxes, okay? 55 to 60% of most bills, again, as stated, taxes, surcharges, 10% has to be pure profit here. The question is, where is the other 30%? To me, it's an outrage. I can't figure out where the 30% is.
Again, we talked about 72%. Let's just round it to 70% going to taxes. The other 30% is our cost of service, providing service. The production and operating costs, as well as the return on that invested capital when we're building new water mains, we're putting in new tanks, we're putting in new wells.
Colin, I can't justify it. I tell you, and I'm getting reports also, the water is not clean. It has to be filtered. Everybody's got the filters on and everything. I mean, it's terrible. It really is. It's outrageous. All right, let's move on a little bit. Talk to me about this whole thing. And we're talking with Carmen Tierno. He's the president of American Water, New York American Water over there. The decommissioning of the plant. This one, to me, also is a big problem. Because, and I said this to Assemblyman Levine, in that many are shouldering this unfair amount of the tax burden. We get it. Now, Levine corrected me. I'm not so sure. Public water municipalities, I always thought, were tax exempt. And the utilities like a Verizon, Cable, National Grid, whose burden also increased due to the plant closing, I would imagine, they're allowed to spread the increase in taxes to all over the county. Because, you know, they service all the county, rightfully so. But the average customer probably doesn't even recognize, you know, the increase in their bills. And I'm just kind of curious as far as the benefit, the tax benefit of afforded by this LIPA plant being decommissioned, why would it benefit the entire North Shore School District? Why only 10% is left out in the cold paying these outrageous bills?
I can't comment on the exact financial maneuvers when that plant was decommissioned. I know there are some that suggested that's part of the story here, and that is what we're trying to work with all those stakeholders I mentioned before to try to understand the story of how our taxes that are applied to our utility customers went up 400% in the last 7 years. We don't know the entire story, and we're working hard. And as you know, you probably know there's some litigation pending on it, so I can't really say much more than that. But we want to get to the bottom of why and correct it.
And you know, it makes you wonder, you know, as far as local, county, state government, school district, they kind of knew who would be unfairly burdened here. I mean, maybe they thought no one would notice, no one would complain. Just the opposite, though. My goodness.
Yeah, I don't know who knew what. And I don't know the full story, but I know we're working hard to try to understand the story so that we can get relief for these customers.
All right, Carmen Tierno with us, President of American Water. All right, correct me if I'm wrong here. Ratepayers in American Water cannot deduct the property taxes they pay through their water bills, correct?
I can't answer that. I'm not a tax attorney.
Well, why?
But I would say.
Let me just follow up. Hold on, Carmen. If that's the case, why can American Water do that?
I don't know if that's true. That is not true.
It is true.
We do not deduct.
Let me give you another one here. Let me give you another one. When American Water grieves its taxes, and this is the whole thing, I brought this up with Levine, as far as the Public Service Commission. So in other words, when American Water grieves taxes, PSC allows it to keep, and I think this is on record now, allows it to keep 50% of the refunds for costs and profits. Why is that allowed?
So the way it works is, again, this is part of the system that we want to change completely. The property tax system, specifically here in Nassau County, is that, as everybody else knows, if you want to get your property taxes lowered, you got to appeal them. So when we do appeal property taxes and we do get a recovery, we return the vast majority of that to our customers. We do get to keep a very small portion, but I'll also let you know that our property taxes are set by the commission about what we can recover from the customer. If anything goes above what was set that we're allowed to recover, we can only pass along 85% of that to our customers. So we end up paying for most of those overages, and without exception, property taxes are rising, and we end up paying for that.
Listen, you're right. You can grieve when you're overcharged, but apparently, when AW overcharges, PSC allows it to retain a bit of its overcollection. I think the numbers are up 20%. That's outrageous.
No, we do not get to retain. No,
it's not 20%.
When we appeal, we get to keep a small percentage, but it's far outweighed by the amount that we have to pay due to the increasing every year, the amount they increase every year. And we've worked with these stakeholders to show them the numbers on that. And that's been challenged, and it's all out there in the public view of how those numbers actually work out. They're a far more detriment to us as a company than they are the other way.
Now,
and that's why we want this to change. We want this property tax
something has to change. Now, I did some number researching as well. I know that Senator Marzolino was able to secure, I think it was $5 million. Pretty sure it's accurate, which was given to the North Shore School District to be used as a, you know, we talked about this LIPA decommissioning deal, this glide path for this thing. And when you think about it, I'm trying to figure out where the money went. You know, $5 million he was able to obtain. And why wouldn't those dollars have been used to help customers of your company maybe paying the increase in taxes on their bills? From what I understand, only half of that, $2.5 million, has already been spent. And I know there have been a lot of questions and everything else. I've spoken to a lot of residents there, Carmen, you know, at these board meetings. They have not received an answer, a bona fide answer of any kind. And the question is, why not those dollars that Marcelino's obtain, why can't they be used towards the property taxes?
I don't know the answer to that, and I think that's best answered to the, you know, to the school board or the county assessor's office. Again, another piece of the puzzle, but we don't know the answer to that.
And I hate to say it, you know, you got Eric Schneiderman standing by. We know he's been out there. I'm surprised investigations have not gone on here. I mean, to me, these numbers are just outrageous. I mean, $36 million. 120,000 households are paying in property taxes, and these rates, $600, $700, $800 a month bills, I mean, nobody should endure that.
We totally agree, and we look forward to trying to work with whatever stakeholders we can get on board to change the property tax landscape here in Nassau County with the utilities.
Are your profits guaranteed? I think it's about 93.25%, all due to this joint proposal.
We're regulated just the same as National Grid and PSE&G and any other investor-owned utility, gas, electric, or water. Same way.
9.75%, though, due to this joint proposal with a public service commission? Based on everything that is happening here, how would you think a resident feels?
It's very similar to how National Grid is regulated, and electric utilities and gas utilities are regulated. It is not a guarantee. It's a target of a return on our invested capital. Is what that is, and it's very similar to every other utility, not just water, electric and gas also.
It's hard to believe, because I know, you know, you mentioned infrastructure and everything else, these improvements, they're paid by surcharges on top of the rate increases. So, you know, I mean, it's just unbelievable. It really is. Tough deal all the way around. But you know what? Let's see what happens. Carmen, I appreciate a couple of minutes.
Thank you.
All right. Carmen Tierno. You can't justify it. I'm sorry, you can't. You can't justify this thing. I'm trying to figure it out. $36 million, folks, in yearly property taxes through their water bills. I mean, give me a break. You know, if you're going to pass 100% of the property taxes onto the ratepayers, you know, a burden no other resident, and includes Suffolk County, no other resident actually endorse. And again, here's the most baffling part of this puzzle. And, you know, this is we're talking about this because it affects everyone. I mean, it could affect Suffolk County folks, too, down the road. Who knows? And you have to be aware. But here's the numbers that really kind of baffled me. How is American Water getting 72 cents to every dollar for taxes? Right now, you got 55, 60% of most bills are for taxes, surcharges, a little bit of profit and pure profit, figure 10%, right? So again, you do the math, and I'm doing the math 13 times here. Where is the other 30% going? Is it for an executive's comp package? They range, from what I understand, anywhere from $1 million to $4 million. Where's the money going? You can't justify this. And we're going to go after Albany. We're going to go after Schneiderman. We'll go after the governor's office. Somebody has to provide answers. I am shocked that guys like Charles Levine, Carl Morris-Molino, Mike Montesano, these are all bona fide individuals who are staples in these communities. Now, we'll try and get a hold of Delia Drigg-Witten. We have her on all the time. We're going to ask her about this. I don't know what kind of answer she's going to have. She runs the 11th District over there in Nassau. But, I mean, it is a complete outrage. And how ratepayers can't deduct the property taxes they pay through their water bills, but American Water can, also baffles me. Also, when they grief their taxes, and you have this other caveat now, the Public Service Commission allows it to keep 50% of the refunds for costs and profits. That's a heck of a deal. I mean, that's an unbelievable deal. So in other words, when American Water overcharges, you know, when you get overcharged your property taxes, you grieve them and everything else. When AW grieves, or overcharges rather, for property taxes, Public Service Commission allows it to retain up to 20% of the overcollection. I mean, come on. See, you could maybe make the case, okay, they could do it purposely and still gain 20%. It's an outrage beyond. And we are just getting started on this.